The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
This one is dedicated for all the workers that work 9 to 5. And you wanna party? Yeah. Hey, it's Friday. Let's party tonight. Party, baby. It's Friday, yes it is. Gonna party,
and I'm gonna party and get my groove on.
Get my groove on.
It's Friday,
it's Friday, baby. Baby, baby.
And I'm gonna party till the break of dawn.
Yes I am, yes I am.
Welcome, welcome, Political Bomb Show. Rashawn Blyden here. 323-825-1123 politicalbombshow.cf. Roar! Trump roars. How did Trump roar? Boy, was he on fire yesterday, last night, wasn't he? He was raging on fire. Yes, he was. And rightfully so. I don't blame him a bit. He says, the hoax is finally dead. The collusion, delusion is over. Trump blasts the Mueller probe fraud. Claims the inquest was ridiculous bullshit. Declares he has been totally exonerated and demands accountability for Democrats and the media. And I agree 110%. There needs to be accountability because it was definitely a hoax. Little pencil neck Adam Schiff, he jabbed. Got the smallest, tiniest neck I've ever seen. He's not a long ball hitter. The president specifically targeted California Rep. Adam Schiff. Yes. Yes, indeed. They're on artificial respiratory now, he laughed. Needing mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. And for the first time, a Trump rally crowd chanted their favorite slogan in the plural of on Thursday, yelling, lock them up, lock them up. And I wholeheartedly agree again. They definitely need to be locked up because they are corrupt as the F word. You know what I'm saying here? You know what I am saying. Crowd also chanted, AOC sucks. That's right, occasional cortex, she does suck. She suck a lot. Suck a lot. Okay, what else do we got here? Border Patrol orders quick releases of families. USA projected to add 1.5 million illegal aliens this year. That's too much. One is too many. Never mind 1.5 million. Trump says barbed wire can be a beautiful sight. Many communities disagree. I don't like barbed wire. It would look ugly to me. But what do you want barbed wire? Let's see. Oh, yeah, this doesn't look beautiful. No, this looks pretty ugly. Pretty ugly. Most people know it as razor wire. It's coils atop the walls and fences that divided the U.S. and Mexico. Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have a big, beautiful wall, but Whatever works. I mean, it does look ugly though. It's not beautiful. I have to disagree on that. It is not beautiful at all. You know what I'm saying? Not beauty at all. Let's see. Woman who feels no pain is scientific marvel. What is this? What do you mean she feels no pain? Is she on drugs? Let's see. Are you a druggie? Are you a druggie? You feel no pain? Let's see what's going on with that. I don't know that any human being can feel no pain. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Come on, stupid Yahoo. All right. Yahoo isn't letting me continue. Okay. Screw you. Screw you, Yahoo. Yahoo! Okay. Washington Post. Lead Friday. How Trump dodged a special counsel interview and subpoena fight. What's the hell up? Head transplant doctors claim spinal cord progress. Huh. Let's see. Let's see what this is all about. So what do you do? Take someone else? Like if you're dying of cancer, you could take your head and put it on another body? Or how does this work? I mean, it just sounds all so crazy. Head transplant doctors in Xi Jinping Ren and Sergio Cannavaro claim spinal cord progress. They're from China and Italy, and they claim that the two studies published Wednesday add evidence to their ability to treat irreversible spinal cord injuries and a related controversial surgery to perform the world's first human head transplant. Interesting. Very interesting indeed. I don't know. How would that work though? I mean, what do you do? Do you take the head and put it on a different body, like a younger body, the same, a different body that's, you know, how does it work? And what if you have one of these so-called, what do you call these? These people who say, I am not a man or a woman. So where do you want to put their heads? On a donkey? That's where I would transplant their head on a donkey. That would suit them just fine, in my opinion. In my opinion. The two Americans have grown much fiercer. Noonan, which two Americans is he talking about? Which Americans? I was born in America. Let's see. Who the heck is this guy? He looks a mess. Sometimes you write about the most obvious thing in the world because it is the most important thing. Reaction to the outcome of Robert Mueller's investigation shows Americans again how divided we are. If you are more or less on the left, you experience the probe as a search for truth that would restore the previous world of politics. Instead, the traitor got away with it and you feel destabilized, deflated. If you are of the Trumpian right, it was from the beginning an attempted coup. The establishment. All right, come on with the stupid ads already. Where was I? I lost my stupid thing. The establishment using everything it had to remove a force it could not defeat at the polls. You are energized, right? Now both sides will settle down, with the left as forthcoming in its defeat as the right is forbearing in its victory. I just wanted to show you my fantasy life. The Trump forces will strike with a great pent-up anger, and the left will never let go. Never let you go, no, 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 no. Both sides will be intensely human, man, and inhuman. Because the past few years, the character of our political division has changed, and this must be noted again. People are proud of their bitterness now. Old America used to accept our splits as part of the price of being U.S. numerous. Okay, I say the hell with them, the hell with them, the hell with them. Cable news race, Fox News Hannity, 4,303,000. Fox News Tucker, 3,485,000. Laura Ingraham, 3,268,000. MSNBC, Mad Cow, 2,678,000. Fox News, The Five, 2,640,000. And of course, CNN, all the way on the bottom, 900,000. For Cuomo and 865,000 for Cooper, as well as they deserve. They deserve it. They suck. Suck a mean one. Yeah, yeah, suck. They suck. They really do. MLB's 330 million star, speechless after named most overrated. Wow. You are overrated, sir. Wowzers. You are so overrated. It's not funny. It's not funny. Funny, funny, funny. You are overrated. And you are most hated. And I'm happy it's Friday. It's Friday. Only black reporters allowed in GA male race event. You see what this is? Now, what? Flip that around. What if it said only white reporters allowed? You know it would be Bloody Mary. But I guess he's got the same juice that the Smollett has. Smollett nominated for NAACP Image Award. You see what, you see how, oh my God, this is BS. You could take that award and literally shove it up your a-hole. Literally. This is just BS. He's nominated for an NAACP award and host Anthony Anderson hopes he wins. You're freaking kidding me. Just days after the prosecutors dropped all charges against Smollett. The Empire actor could again make headlines. Smollett is nominated for the 2019 NAACP Image Awards, scheduled for Saturday. What unbelievable. I don't know. I don't have any words for that. I mean, nothing. I can't say anything nice, so I'm going to not say anything at all in regards to this F. And not the F word, do you think? Okay. Come on. This stupid thing is making me come on. There we go. Okay. In trade wars of 200 years ago, the pirates were Americans. Really? 9 arrested in Thailand. 4 posting election fake news. Fake news. Train Brian to curb cravings. Neurons make forget. Hunger, I'm going hungry. Yay. No longer a political winner. Silicon Valley is minefield for hopeful. For hopeful what? Let's see. What do we have here? What do we have here, man? I gotta tell you. I mean, I like VPN, but it's just, I need a faster computer to begin with, but having a VPN, it really slows everything down. My browsers take forever to open up. Come on. No longer a political winner. Silicon Valley is a minefield for 2020 hopefuls. Only 3 years ago, Silicon Valley was riding high on the Hillary Clinton scene, truly stumped when asked on the Ellen show whether she'd rather have George Clooney as a running mate or fake book Mark Zuckerzucky. Oh, that's hard, Clinton said at the time. It is hard to imagine any Democratic presidential candidate hedging on the question today. Many might bristle even at being asked to pose for a selfie with the Facebook executive, much less run with one. Silicon Valley's standing in presidential politics. What happened to Zuckerzucky saying that he's going to run for president? You remember that? Yeah, go ahead, run, guy, run. You suck. Silicon Valley suck. And so do you, you suck. You really, really, really suck. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has taken the most aggressive posture towards the tech industry, recently launching a proposal to break up Amazon, Google, and Facebook. This is the one thing I agree with her with. I definitely 100% cold-heartedly agree with you there, Indian faker. I agree with you there. I really do. You gotta break them up. Break them up. The worst disease ever recorded. What do you think that is? I would have to say AIDS or cancer, but let's see what they say here. A doomsday fungus known as BD has condemned more species to extinction than any other pathogen. And they're showing a picture of a frog here, a toad mountain frog here. A century ago, a strain of pandemic flu killed up to 100 million people, 5% of the world's population, in 2013. A new mystery illness swept the western coast of North America, causing starfish to disintegrate out. In 2015, a big-nosed Asian antelope known as the Saiga, Saiga, S-A-I-G-A, lost 2/3 of its population, some 200,000 individuals, to what now looks to be a bacterial infection, but none of these devastating infections come close to the destructive power of BD, apocalyptic fungus that's unrivaled in its ability to not only kill animals, but to delete the entire species from existence. Yeah, I would have to say that that is wow. They're calling it BD because I can't pronounce this word. I will butcher it. Batrachotrichum dendrobaticus. That's a long name. No wonder they call it BD. And it kills frogs and other amphibians by eating away at their skin and triggering fatal heart attacks. Oh, wow. That's sad. That is a sad thing. Just almost as sad as Smollett being nominated for the NAACP Image Award. Are you serious? Are you really serious? He's nominated for an award. Words banned by California DMV. Words banned. Now they're banning words. What words are they banning? Make America Great. MAGA. Trump. What words are they banning? Let's see what is going on here as I wait for the low dong 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 do 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 They are, The DMV reviewed thousands of hilarious vanity plate applications last year. These are our favorites. Yeah, okay, so I don't know what Huff for TD, I don't know what that means, but I could understand why they banned many of these. Other one is a Satanist. They spelled it S and they put the number 8 in T-A-N. So I'm glad they banned that. Dixton. F Trump. But they spelled F, the F word with 3 letters, and Trump with T-R-M-P. When a DMV customer wanted to supposedly express his affection for his 2 children, Kyle and Sean, he applied for a vanity plate that read K-Y-L-S-E-A-N. A sharp-eyed DMV staffer reviewing the proposed plate quickly raised an alarm. Kill Sean. He thought that's what it meant, I guess. Request denied. KYL Sean was one of 20,000 requests for personalized plates that the California DMV received that month. Nearly 250,000 were filed by the department in 2018. Official DMV policy rejects any personalized license plate configurations that carries connotations offensive to good taste, and decency. Broadly, this covers anything with sexual, racial, or profane meanings. So, when one customer requested a plate that inscribed with his last name, Moorhead, reviewers denied it for its potentially profanity. What's profane about Moorhead? Although the customer's last name really was Moorhead, they explained it looks like a Moorhead, as in sexual reference. Come on, now that one is a stretch. That's a stress. Helpful departmental guidelines also warn reviewers to watch out for words like pink, monkey, and muffin. All meaning for, they think it's a keyword for vagina, along with their counterparts like knackers, anaconda, and nards. Any configuration with the word hate gets tossed as well. All right, so I have to agree with them on some of these, but some of them doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, what else do we have? Chicago, la 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 la, Chicago terrifying, new thrill ride, glass elevator outside skyscraper. I've never liked those. Like when I would go to Six Flags, they have a ride sort of like that where it shoots straight up, and then the elevator drops halfway down. Yeah, that was a ride. That was something. That was something, let me tell you. It was a ride that terrified me. But I love roller coasters, like the Superman. It used to be the Superman, and then changed it to Bizarro. I liked it better when it was Superman. But anyways, what do we have? Launches 82 stories at 16.6 feet per second. Yeah, that's passengers falls from moving indoor Vegas roller coaster. Spy found dead. Come on, this refreshing rate is killing me. Spy found dead in Alps, accused of plot to assassinate politician. Run, girl, run. Da 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 da. Which politician was he going to assassinate? Now let's dive into this. Let's take a look and see what's going on here. Take a look. Let's take a look. Take a look in the book. Well, it's actually the internet, but in the book. Okay. French spy found dead. He has been shot dead after being implicated in the attempted assassination of an exile opposition figure. The body of Daniel Forrester was discovered last week by police in a car park in the remote Alpine town of Balsen, close to French border with Switzerland. The 57-year-old had been shot 5 times in the head and chest, prosecutors said. Wow. Well, that is something. Really is. Israelis unveiled world's largest salt cave. Taiwan mulls death penalty for drunk driving. I have to kind of agree with them on that. If you're going to be irresponsible and drink and drive and you kill, you should be dead too. because it's your stupidity. You don't drive drunk. Call an Uber or a Lyft or whatever, or just stay where you are. Call a taxi. Anything but to drive drunk. So I agree with that. I agree 100%. Boris on deck for UK PM. Pentagon building AI-powered weapon despite public outcry. Military recruits next generation of soldiers at gamer convention. Let's see. What kind of weapon are we talking about here? I hope it's not the Terminator kind of weapon, because those things scare me. Because they will be too smart and they will want to wipe out people. Like the movie. Not all movies are based on fiction. Or it could be based on fiction that comes to real life. But the Army says it's esports team. Oh, it's not. Okay, so it's about this esports. I still don't know how that got so big. I don't want to sit there and watch someone else playing a video game. To me, that's boring. I want to play myself. So I don't know how they would compete. But whatever. Trump tells Russia to get out. Get out of the way. I'm guessing Venezuela. That's what I'm guessing. Let's see. This Yahoo News again. It's not good. Yep, it is Venezuela. I can see the top. Trump tells Russia, get out of Venezuela. He demanded Wednesday that Russia remove troops from Venezuela and said again that he was not ruling out military action to topple far-left presidential Nicolas Maduro. Russia's deployment of troops and equipment to bolster Maduro has ratcheted up already high international tensions in Venezuela, where the Trump administration is pushing hard for regime change amid mountain chaos in the once rich country. Russia has to get out, Trump said at the White House alongside Fabiana Rolas, wife of opposition leader Juan Guaido. DC traffic nightmare after tanker flips on Beltway. And yeah, that's it for a Friday quick review of the news. So have yourself a lovely little weekend, and I will see you after.
Political corruption, pitfalls of nation, a new sheriff coming into town. No politician is allowed. They're off to corrupt it. Political bomb. Political bomb, so corrupt people, let's go. Political bomb, political bomb, so corrupt people, let's go.
Here we go, Friday, Friday. I'm so happy it's Friday, Friday, Friday. I'm so happy it's Friday. Have a great weekend. See you.